It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman.
It's a beautiful, clear, blue sky day today. My trekking poles make a lot of noise on the concrete. That's the click-clacking you hear. And we're coming up to the statue. There's this lovely statue of a man with his, I don't know, I think of it as his grandson, a small boy sitting on his knee with a fishing pole. The plaque on it says, Golden Days. A day spent fishing is adding a day to your life. And that was something that V.V. Golden said. His dream made this park possible for all to enjoy.
We're at Golden Ponds on a beautiful, crisp, early March morning, with blue skies overhead. Golden Ponds is on the west side of Longmont, and it flanks St. Vrain Creek as the St. Vrain flows into Longmont. I love it for many reasons, but one of my number one reasons is it has the best views of the Colorado Front Range, I think, of any place. We're looking right across one of the gravel ponds, and these gravel ponds have been restored, so they have natural vegetation all around them, and we're looking right at Long's Peak, which is dusted with snow. If you look out toward the snowy range, there's an osprey nest platform on one of the telephone poles there. So the ospreys nest here every year. And when we were here 2 days ago, there was a mature bald eagle on that nest platform. So that will be something to watch over the next few weeks and see who claims it. And then if you look to the left, there are the Indian Peaks, looking right toward Arapaho Glacier. And then in front of Arapaho Glacier, here we have a beautiful heronry. And the great blue herons will be coming in. Now we have a red-winged blackbird singing here, and he's already flaring his red epaulets, which means he's already establishing a nesting territory. And we have lots of ring-billed gulls circling overhead. A couple of us did a breeding bird survey last year out here, and we documented 70 species of breeding birds at Golden Ponds, including some rarities. Eastern Phoebe's nest under the bridge that goes over St. Vrain Creek, and we had orchard orioles here.
This is a multi-use park, so you find people enjoying it in all sorts of ways. There are dog walkers, there are people pushing baby buggies, there are people bicycling, there are people roller skating. So it's a park where people have a lot of fun. But if you come early, it's peaceful. Oh, and those reflections are getting better and better over there. As we walk along, the reflections are moving along with us, and they're so beautiful this morning. The reflection that we're looking at is in the very still water of the pond, and it's Meeker superimposed on Long so that they look like just one mountain, but they're really two different ones. And there's snow on them. And so in the reflection, you see the blue sky and the white mountains, and then the darker blue of the foothills, and then the cattails. The sound of the sticks is quite different on the wooden boards of the bridge we're walking across than they were on the concrete. I think it's a much nicer sound on the wood. And we're on a bridge across St. Vrain Creek, and we're looking out at a waterfall that's half natural and half man-made. There's a lot of concrete on it, but they do not build bridges for short people. The top of the bridge cuts off my view, so I have to stand on tiptoes to see. Something I'm always irritated about when I go across a bridge. But this is a gorgeous waterfall. You can hear the sound of it. And sometimes there'll be a dipper around it because dippers, well, they like to nest behind waterfalls, and also they like the stirred up water to find little bug bits and things to eat. They walk underwater to get it.
Oh, we also see mink here sometimes. I'm hearing a house finch singing and house sparrow singing, and that was a flicker who just flew by. And sometimes in front of the peaks, you see hawks, red-tailed hawks soaring by. Yeah, that's the house finch singing away. And a chickadee over here on the right singing. Isn't spring wonderful after this cold, a sort of dark winter we had? I mean, at least Those 7 weeks in January and February were quite cold, so this is a revelation. Golden Ponds is on the west side of Longmont, just off Hover Road. And it's easy to find if you just go up Hover Road north from the Boulder-Longmont diagonal.
Steve Doans and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.